Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. A butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Let's start the show. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here, joined by our head producer around these parts at WFHR, Laura.
Hi.
Hope you all are having a great start to the morning. Thanks for joining us to the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
We got some great stuff lined up for you, everybody. Where is there a turkey shortage? We will discuss.
Okay.
Got to get into that.
Okay.
We will get into that one. We've also got the top 10 Halloween activities we'll take part in this month.
Oh, thank goodness.
That should be a fun one. I will be able to figure out something to do with myself. I'm just going to take all this list.
Yeah, we're going to plan.
Check them all off at this list. We also got, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to doing some celebrating with y'all. After that, we will get into some entertainment news in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little Stranger Things, a little Sigourney Weaver.
Cool.
And I have the best witch movies of all time.
Yes.
That is lined up. That I came across this morning. That was not, like, planned.
Good find.
Just kidding. Came up this
good
morning. We'll get into some other fun stuff. Got a good study that I wanted to get into that I actually did. I wanted to do last week, but I wanted to do some homework over the weekend.
Sure.
A study that found eating vegetables could genuinely make you happier.
All right.
I am doing this to earn points with my mother.
When are you going to eat the vegetables, though?
Moving on. We've also got some other fun stories. Get into our schedule. Got some great events going on in our area we want to talk about as far as Halloween and some other great stuff as well. But speaking of good friends of ours, Laura, I want to send a shout out to our good friend Pat and the gang at Up North News.
Sure.
Do some great work. Encourage you to sign up for their newsletter, Up North News. You can go there, upnorthnews.com, to find out more. UpNorthNewsWI.com to sign up for the newsletter and
that's
more.
That's the one.
We appreciate Pat. It was fun hanging out with him when they were here for our
open house. Yeah, it was really cool
that
he stopped by for that. It was really, really cool.
I love history. I like learning about things, and I particularly love the closer to me, the more I get interested. Like
sure,
a lot of us
I
and
suppose.
Everything. So when it comes to Wisconsin stories or history, I'm all in. I'm
sure.
Locked in and everything.
Yeah, you've got to find an avenue that relates you to it. I get that.
And this is a safe place, right? We're all friends here. This is safe.
You
can
bet.
Admit things. Yeah, not going to make fun of me too much for it. I mean, please,
no.
Go ahead and make fun of me. Yeah, I mean, you got a little. That's content. You got to take advantage of it. So I was today's years old, when I found out that Plymouth, Wisconsin is considered the cheese capital of the world. Not just Wisconsin, but of the world. Now, I didn't know it was even the capital of Wisconsin, but it is considered the cheese capital of the world. And I learned that from Up North News. I did not know that.
And now he knows.
It feels like something that a lot of Wisconsinites already knew. I'm very late to this party.
I'm
trying to be nice, and I appreciate that, but please, it's understandable that
listen, it's not like Plymouth is a huge town, and it's not like if you're not heading there, you didn't go there, and plus, there's a million thousand really great cheese shops across the state. And maybe they're selling cheese from Plymouth, but like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm getting it from my local cheese shop. I get why you don't know.
According to Cheese Counter, Plymouth provides about 14% of the total cheese consumed in the United States.
Fantastic.
14%.
That is pretty amazing.
Lot. Also home to New Year's Eve Cheese Drop, their annual event over there.
Great.
And a wonderful little small town. I don't know that I've been through Plymouth or
that's,
not.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I
hadn't thought about that part of it until you said it. But Up North News has a great article, 11 Things to Do in Plymouth, the Cheese Capital of the World.
Bring it on.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Sign up for that newsletter.
Absolutely.
On over there. You can get
I'm signed up.
You can get lunch at the Cheese Counter and Dairy Heritage Center. That sounds great. That sounds really good. I really feel foolish that I did not know, not only know that, but that I haven't been to Plymouth. I got to get over there. I got
to
check that
out. You need to take a cheese tour, James.
Now, thankfully, I don't have to fly to get to Plymouth.
No, you don't.
But if you got to fly somewhere, especially between now and Thanksgiving, pretty much today is the day to look for those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
If you a travel report from Google found that the best best prices for Thanksgiving plane tickets tend to be 35 days before you want to travel.
Okay.
So
a little over a month.
Yeah. So now, if you want to go for Thanksgiving. But yes, even in general, if you're just planning an odd day or whatever, mm-hmm. 35...
About a month plus a week.
I've always heard a month.
You know, so I've always heard a month, too, but they're saying add a week to it? Sure.
Sure. Yeah, it can't hurt.
Right.
Thanksgiving is 37 days off, and you're probably not looking to fly on the day itself, you know, although maybe
you
are.
You know, maybe.
Either way, now is a good time to start looking if you didn't do it already.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is you can still get a decent price up to 24 days before you fly. So if you need to wait another week or two, you should be okay if you're kind of waiting. That could be tough if you're waiting on plans.
Yeah, sure.
You're waiting on the other party to get back to you or something like that. The bad news is those might not be the only tickets you're buying in the next few weeks.
Okay.
The best time to book tickets for Christmas is 51 days out.
Oof. Oh, so that one's even. Yeah, I suppose.
Wow. Yeah. Busiest traveling day of the year.
Yeah. Well, and that is that. That's what. That's a month plus 2 weeks.
Yeah. So 51 days. So
3 weeks.
Yeah. I'd say that.
Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to travel on a busy holiday, like on a plane on a busy holiday?
I don't remember exactly what date. I know when I flew back to Wisconsin from Maryland, back when I made that move back, that was right around Christmas, and it was crazy busy, and it was just me and the three girls. Mm. That was an adventure.
Man, you and my sister traveled from Madison to Florida with her two boys, just her and her two boys, when they were like 4 and 3. Like, you guys
I don't
are
recommend
warriors.
It.
You guys are warriors.
I do not recommend it.
I can't even take myself flying and count
on me. One of them was a newborn. Danny was, yeah.
It's incredible.
It was awesome. Not a great time.
I don't think that I've ever really traveled during a busy time, but I did, when I moved out to California, I did happen to, it just worked out this way, that I ended up there when they had their avocado festival.
Ooh.
And that was pretty big. Like, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty busy and everything, and I had no idea.
I could check out an avocado festival, sure.
Will's telling me, like, you sure you don't want to leave, like, a week later or a week before or whatever? I'm like, I already have my tickets. I didn't really think about it or anything. And yeah, it wasn't that bad, but if that was difficult for me, I can't imagine, like, Christmas or some of the bigger holidays.
Because it was. I want to say it was maybe the week before Christmas or something like that. Like, it was close.
According to the number of articles that I have looked at, the busiest travel days are typically around Thanksgiving and the Sunday after, though the all-time record for a single day was set on July 7th, 2024, after the 4th of July holiday. So,
all right.
And I think that's going to vary going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, it's like I just assumed Christmas, but I forget. Christmas, a lot of people are staying home.
Yeah.
A lot of people, or at least at the very, you know.
Or going back home, I guess, would be the traveling that's happening.
Car traveling, like a lot of that during Christmas, but not so much. Thanksgiving is the one that we'll take a plane for. We do that kind of traveling for.
Sure.
Just in general, not obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a case by case thing, of course. November 4th is 51 days from Christmas, but again, you're probably not trying to fly on Christmas Day, so the time that by the most people around November 1st is where they're saying if you got to fly around Christmas.
Okay.
I love traveling. I love seeing my family. I miss them quite a bit. I don't get to see nearly enough of my family. And I'm going to get to this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as a program reminder, Seth and Laura are going to be running the show on Friday for you.
Yeah, we are.
so much. Like the inmate.
I mean, yep.
Here's the thing. You guys have nothing to rebel against. The inmates are already running the asylum.
We get to do whatever we want.
I mean,
It's going to be awesome. And by that, I mean, it's going to be a perfectly normal show, just without James.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think that everybody needs a break from me. Everybody could use it. I'm really looking forward to seeing my family and everything and traveling. But I do notice that as I've gotten older, it's... I want to travel. I want to see the world. I want to get out and about. But man, I don't want any more fuss than I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe I've always been this way, but I feel like as a kid or even in a young 20-year-old or something, if somebody said, "Hey, do you want to go?" Yes. Like, it didn't matter where they were saying or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's go. Car ride. It was a plane. Let's go. I'm doing it. Now it's kind of like, well.
Right.
I have follow-up questions. I don't know if I like that. I don't know that that's not one of the things that people warned me about getting older.
Yeah, that's just maturity, my friend.
I guess.
if you are going to travel for a holiday too, here's another part of it that I've been and this is actually coming from a number of my younger listeners or younger students. A couple of listeners probably here or there might agree. The idea of holidays that you get to do something like you and whether it's you, your core tribe, your core family, or it's just you and
so, you get to get away.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a more people doing that. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to spend for Thanksgiving. Maybe they're there Thanksgiving Eve, if you will, or the day after or whatever.
Sure.
But the day of, they end up doing something with their friends or Friendsgiving, like those things.
Yep.
That's becoming a bigger thing.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
That's I think it's interesting, just like we've talked about with Halloween, how that's changed so much from when our generation.
It has, yeah.
I think it's, to me, maybe I'm just settling here. I don't know. But I think that it's great that we're still doing these things, that they've been able to adapt.
Yeah.
That we're not just like, hey, remember when we used to celebrate that holiday?
Well, because that's the trick, right? It's adapting with the times. It's making it still remain relevant enough to be important. If it matters to you, that's what you're going to want to do. And so that's what's happening.
I don't know. I'm sure that all holidays have evolved and changed in some way.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know when I think about like Christmas as a kid and Christmas now. I don't know that that one's changed that much. I think that Christmas is pretty standard the way it's been.
Yeah, I really don't know how much it's changed for me either.
Yeah, when it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Kind of.
It's kind of it's worked as itself for quite some time, so it's doing pretty good. Do you have to travel this at one of these holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, anything like that? Everybody, let us know and share your share with your misery with us, if you will, or what you enjoy about it. Maybe you haven't gotten to see family in a long time and you're finally going to get to.
Well, and you know, road trips aren't always bad.
No, road trips are awesome.
Yeah.
Let us know. Call up and join the conversation with anything we're talking about, and certainly your birthdays and anniversaries. We'll come back with more of that and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Lauren James on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good time roll.
Welcome back, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club time. We hope you're having a good start to your day out there, and we encourage you to celebrate and start your day with our friends at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there, everybody. Buy local, support local. They're open for the week.
They are!
And they got some great specials over there.
They do. Let me suggest the Easter omelet, a three-egg ham and cheese omelet with potato or fruit and toast or pancakes. Add avocado for $2. Or might I interest you in the ham, steak, and eggs? Generous slice of hand-cut ham with two eggs, potato or fruit, and toast or pancakes. Eh? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. This sounds really good.
Those are just the two breakfast items on the special. There are four items on the specials list, and you can check it out if you head to El Cafe today.
My mom, I became popular with my friends because my mom would make chocolate chip pancakes, and apparently their moms
Mine
didn't
too.
Or whatever. The blueberry pancakes sounds like a really, I want to try
blueberry
that.
Pancakes.
It sounds really good. I don't know if I've thought of that before.
Oh, I love blueberry pancakes. Blueberries, when you put them in a pancake, they kind of pop. And then you end up with just this little bit of delicious, syrupy blueberry-ness where the blueberry once stood.
I'm doing that.
It's good stuff.
I am doing that.
Anyway, head to El Cafe and have breakfast for us.
I'm going
to
toast some pancakes, too. I'm going to do that, too.
Because I accidentally said toaster pancakes during the break.
Sounded really good. So does their homemade chili. They've got some of that over at El Cafe. Check that out as well. And, you know, not only some of the best food you're going to have in the area, everybody, but they do some of the really fun things. And on Saturday, October 25th, they got story time with our good friend Kathy McGrath.
Oh, love Kathy McGrath.
Calling all ghosts, goblins, princesses, and toads. They're going to have some fun with that one. Be sure to make plans to head over there for that.
Plus, pie.
Yes, pie.
So much pie. The best pie in the area.
We mentioned pie, Seth.
Pie.
See, we got points with Seth there. We
pie points.
Pie. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well, everybody. We love to celebrate with you. Email us info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages and call on up.
715-424-2600 if you would like to speak to James and I. But if you'd prefer to speak with Pam and we can't blame you, that would be 715-424-1300.
Yeah, do it. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Taking a look at our list here, Laura, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Boom, boom, boom. And our First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Todd Alba.
Oh, happy birthday, Todd. We love Todd.
Todd's awesome.
He's come to visit a couple of times for the last two open houses he came, plus another time, too, he came with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. But yeah, no, we love Todd around here. He's good people.
Early on with the company of Civic Media, there were a handful of people and a handful of names that reached out and mm-hmm. we talked to right away and immediately wanted to build a pipeline, a connection mm-hmm. and everything. Todd was one of the earlier people sure. to do that. And he really loves this area, really cares
really
about
does.
It. And man, whatever you think of Todd or like or dislike or anything mm-hmm. like that, man, he loves this state. He is
he really
passionate
does.
About the people of this state. Yep. And it's one of those things where you hear him on the air and he's exactly the same off.
He really is that person.
Genuinely
so
that
be
guy.
Sure to text in during Todd Alba's show from 2 to 4 today on WFHR and wish him a happy birthday.
Yes, please embarrass him, everybody.
Please.
I don't know if I'll see or talk to Todd today, so make sure to do it for us, everyone, please. Mm-hmm. And happy birthday, man. Happy birthday, Todd.
Yeah.
We wish a happy birthday also to Tim Fitz.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Enjoy your day, Tim. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And to our qualifier today, a very happy birthday to Jim Nguyen.
Happy birthday, Jim. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, sir. Got a fine name on you.
Yeah.
Enjoy that day.
It's a strong name.
Have a great day, Jim. Enjoy it. And we take a look at our local our celebrities list. Who do they share their birthdays and anniversaries with? Doja Cat is 30.
That's true. She is.
Kane Brown is 32.
Oh, okay.
We were talking a little bit about this on the Sunrise Show.
I thought he was younger for some reason. I guess 32 is young, but I thought he was even younger
sure.
than that.
Yeah. great singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
One of those. He's got a couple of records already in his early career here.
That's true.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell is 37.
Oh, wow. What a face on that one, huh?
Yeah.
It's like they molded him for movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. He's currently Chad Powers. He's got the new Running Man remake that's coming out next
yeah.
month. He was in Top Gun Maverick. I've only seen him in a couple of things,
mm-hmm.
but I was a little hesitant because we've been so desperate for action stars and leading men
yeah.
that to the point where we will not let Liam Neeson retire.
Yeah, like, it's too bad.
The man
I mean, we like him, but
he's got a particular set of skills.
He does.
And we just complete using him for them. Mm-hmm. Where we're not creating new action stars. The fact that Glenn Powell is 37, which is kind of old in the action game.
But by now standards, he's
not. The it guy right now.
Great stuff.
And he's good and, mm-hmm. and pretty humble. Pretty got his feet on the ground.
Yeah, he seems like a decent dude.
I still haven't seen Top Gun Maverick, which Terry is yelling at me for. And
okay.
I know that he's got some other things, but I saw him in Twisters.
Mm-hmm.
He was good.
Yeah,
he did
I've heard
good
nothing
job.
But good things about
yeah,
Twisters.
I liked him.
Yeah.
I liked him in that. I kind of want to see that Running Man remake. I have to admit.
I can't blame you. I really can't.
He's good. Let's see. Kim Kardashian is 45.
Okay, sure.
She's got a new show coming out and everything, and I really don't like her as an actor.
No,
I'm not a fan by any means.
I don't get the bit. I really don't. But
same,
like,
same. But I think that, especially at her birthday, I think it's fair to say, because we all would want somebody to do this about us, too.
Sure.
She is actually a good attorney.
She's like, a very good attorney. She's been doing a very good job getting people who were unjustly convicted out of prison. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you gotta give due where it is, and really picking up the reins of her father and a lot
yeah,
of that.
That's
kind of
really, really neat.
Him in that way.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us saw this coming. And
right, and for everything else that it's worth, I mean, yeah, her kids are spoiled because she's rich, but like other than that, she seems to be a pretty decent mom.
Yeah, yeah. And
I mean, that's worth noting.
Yes. Yes.
It's a big part of who she is.
I think it's the fairest way and something we don't want us to do.
Yeah.
Especially on her birthday. I mean,
listen, you can have whatever problems with me you'd like, but you can't say I'm a bad mom.
Yeah. See? Right? True. It's very true.
And I'm not going to do it to Kim Kardashian either.
Yeah. Charlotte Caffey is 72. Go-Go's guitarist.
Yes, I love her.
And a songwriter. In fact, she is the one, I believe, the single song credit for We Got the Beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
it was just all
I
Charlotte.
I love the Go-Go's. So my mom grew up in SoCal, and one of the bands that I was raised on and was told, no, this is really the cool thing. I promise, this isn't pop. This is the cool thing. These are the punk kids. I love the Go-Go's, and happy birthday.
They're one of the more groundbreaking bands of recent, not just recent, but of generation, any generation.
Yeah, really. Well, and wasn't it, I think it was during,
I wanted to say my
was
generation,
it during
but
Green
I,
Day's set at Coachella, yes. They brought them up. Oh, it was such a cool thing. If you can look it up on the YouTube and watch it, you should. It's such a cool performance.
It was really good. And there's been a rise of them streaming, like more and more people are finding their music. In fact, they had to like put a bunch, like there was some of their music that wasn't on Spotify, so they had to put it on there because people were demanding it and stuff. So
I better go digging.
That's cool to see.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I do want to spend, we got to send a shout out to the queen of daytime TV.
Sure.
Oprah was that for quite some time.
Sure.
I don't know, even as popular and as big as Oprah Winfrey was.
Sure.
I don't know if she's as big as this lady is here, Judge Judy.
Oh, you know what?
Judge Judy Sheridan is 83 today.
I would hear that argument.
I think it's an interesting debate, like who's like at their
like
peak,
because it's such
bigger.
A different thing, but also like, yeah.
She's, well, for one, she's easily the most highest paid person in daytime TV. That woman
she's
has
spectacular.
Been incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that she has an agent. I'm pretty sure
cool lady.
Would you need an agent if you were Judge Judy?
No, she's Judge Judy.
Like, there is only a handful of people, literally a handful of people in this world that, like, can get me to, like, not make eye contact and look down. Like,
oh, I'm terrified of Judge Judy.
Like, Grace Jones. Like, yeah. Like, my mom.
Sure.
Like, there's a couple. Judge Judy's on that list.
Absolutely.
I could be completely innocent, and I would probably feel guilty in front of that woman.
Absolutely.
And
you would probably be right.
There is, yes. It's kind of hard to imagine right now, but outside of like the People's Court and a couple of those judge shows, those never, the People's Court did well, but they never really did that good.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy's show was so good that they've got like 18 different judge shows now that are on daytime TV that are playing and everything because of the popularity of her show.
Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing, my dad watches it and I'll catch little bits and pieces when I show up or anything. I don't ever usually get this, but when she's like digging in on like somebody,
there's
I'm
a little
all in.
Joy in it.
I'm all in.
There's
on
a little
it.
Bit of yeah.
I don't necessarily like Judy. Myself for it, but I can't help it. I do admit that I kind of like.
Is she
when
an
she's
anti-hero?
Yeah, I think so.
Is Judge Judy an anti-hero?
She's whatever she is. She's great,
and she's good at it.
And yeah, she is. I think that you can make the argument. She's certainly
the best
current.
At what she's doing.
She's certainly the current queen of daytime TV. But she may be the greatest. Like I don't know. She may be bigger
it's
than
revolutionary
Oprah.
Because it wasn't always these court shows weren't always popular or good.
Yeah, Oprah again.
Not that I'm saying this is top tier, you know, high quality entertainment.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's
but like you know,
yeah,
it's daytime TV.
Man for Man is 85. Blinded by the Light. Do Wah Diddy. Plenty of the Manfred and his Earth Band. Man for Man and his Earth Band played.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as people no longer with us, we put the spotlight on the great, the legend, Carrie Fisher, born on this day in 1956. I know Laura, if not your favorite, one of your favorite actors.
She's just one of my favorite people. She was she was well beyond what is reasonably funny. And I loved her humor. I loved the way that she looked at the world. I hated what she had to get through to get to that point. But oh my God, she was just, I loved Carrie Fisher.
There's a lot of great things that she talked about in her book.
Yeah, a great writer.
It's a lot
really
of great
funny,
moments.
Very loving, a good mom.
Obviously, Princess Leia is the role that most of us know her from. But for me, whenever I think of Carrie Fisher, literally the first thought I have is the Blues Brothers and her cameo in that. And I
think of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
It's another great cameo. Another great one. Interestingly, so she was in the movie Scream 3.
Yeah.
She had a cameo in that. She wrote the cameo.
Oh,
like
fantastic.
What you see, that was Carrie Fisher's writing. Her one daughter, Billie Lord, and her got to work together, and it was it was a really important moment. It was really cool that they got that, especially before Carrie passed. But as much as it meant to them, Debbie Reynolds, Carrie's mom, is the one that actually got a really big, gigantic, like
she
little kid
loved
thrill
it.
About
oh,
it.
Great stuff. Yeah.
Carrie Fisher thought she was a terrible actress. She would go out of her way. There's one thing of self-deprecating, there's another of where she just thought she was bad. Like she did not understand why she got cast and stuff, and she was constantly trying to prove to herself as much to anybody else that she, you know, she belonged there, she deserved it. But speaks to a lot of the issues she had, because I don't know anybody that's ever said that Carrie Fisher was a bad actor.
No,
I thought she was very good.
Imposter syndrome is a heck of a thing.
It's interesting, you know? And just one other thing that I wanted to mention, and because I'm a big fan too, and I read her book and stuff. I don't know that this is well known, and I wanted to make sure I get this story right. Carrie Fisher, her life was saved by Dan Aykroyd. And she almost married him because of it.
Great.
So Fisher starred in the Blues Brothers with Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
Sure.
Belushi set her up with Aykroyd, whom she calls Danny, by the way. She's never called him Dan. After a Brussels sprout-related mishap, the two ended up engaged. Quote, I almost choked on some kind of vegetable that I shouldn't have been eating. Brussels sprouts, Fisher explained. So he had to give me the Heimlich maneuver. He saved my life. And then he asked me to marry him. And I thought, wow, what if that happens again? I should probably marry him.
God, I love her so much.
Quote, when I was going to have the first kissing scene with John, he went around and set singing My Best Friend's Girl to it.
That's so funny.
Couldn't get through the scene because every time they get really close, he would start, My Best Friend's Girl. He'd start singing it and they'd have to cut. So just some really fun stories about,
great.
I don't know, one of the more fun actors of time.
Well, and then the other cameo that she wrote was when she went on 30 Rock.
Yes, which is my...
It's such a... Like, we can't not mention it, right?
It's my favorite of her work, in part because I know how much it meant to Tina Fey. That was Tina's, like, big idol and stuff in many ways.
Hey, and, like, same. I get it.
And what's interesting, you don't always see the dynamic there where it meant as much to Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
And how much it meant to her to do it and stuff. And it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's so darn funny.
It's so funny.
If you never watched 30 Rock and that's all you watch is Carrie Fisher's cameo,
right?
Like, you're gonna get a good taste of that show. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and we're talking about a turkey shortage. We're talking turkey when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, we're only about a month away from Thanksgiving, as we were talking about and everything, and there is a bit of bad news circulating.
Oh, dear.
According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, America's turkey flock has decreased to the smallest size in 40 years.
Ooh.
It's partially due to another resurgence in bird flu cases, also reduced production.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
Turkey prices are about 40% higher than they were just last year.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there aren't any signs that it will ease up in the next 5 weeks.
No.
According to the USDA data, wholesale turkeys' prices are expected to increase to $1.32 per pound. That's up 94 cents a pound wholesale from last year. And there's expected to be 4.8 billion pounds of production, which is down 5%.
Mm.
So the good news is, if you're willing to pony up, there will be turkey on the shelves. Both Butterball and National Turkey Federation say that there will be enough frozen turkeys for Thanksgiving. There should be no shortage of turkey, but supply could tighten for fresh or specific size birds, as we always hear. That's not that new.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to send a shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods, who always do a lot with this as far as turkeys for people and stuff. So something to keep in mind on. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about that with them over the next month or so.
Yeah.
But this is something that I think is a little eye-opening, but it's another reminder of where we are financially as a country. And whether you have a two-income household or you have a one-income household or you have a barely any income household, it's tough.
It's true.
While food prices rise for whatever the reasons might be, some completely out of our hands and some in our hands,
right?
We are not seeing a rise in wages,
right? Well, and the other thing that kind of wasn't mentioned, I'm willing to bet that the food for turkeys is just more expensive right now, based on the fact that, like, everything is more expensive. So it's not even just that there are fewer turkeys, it's also more expensive to feed them. Like, it's gonna be expensive for a while, guys. I don't know what else to say to you.
I don't know the way this normally changes, and you can look at the history of this. This isn't an opinion, everybody. This is based on business economics. You raise wages. And when you raise wages, you end up seeing a bit of an evening out to these things.
Right. When we have more money to spend on things, we can, cough up the extra money and get a real nice turkey.
I've done my homework on this for over 10 years. I've been watching and paying attention to this topic and everything, specifically here in Wisconsin, where the minimum mm-hmm. wage has not risen. Anybody who's listened to us for 5 minutes, you've heard me ramble about this.
Yeah.
Because it's important.
Yeah.
Because it matters.
It is.
Because you cannot rely on business to pay people what they're worth. You have to have, this is where the government needs to do their job,
and
why politicians cannot afford to take one day off, let alone have a government shutdown going on.
When
none of us get to shut down.
No.
Our day-to-day lives
don't
cut down.
And they're still getting paid.
Hey,
they're still getting paid.
Hey, electric company, the government's on shutdown, so I can't pay you.
Right.
I'm not working right now because I'm on shutdown too. What if we all did that?
Right. We're going to lose our any of the state, anyone who's on any kind of state or government aid, you're very likely to lose it by the end of this month. And meanwhile, the people in Congress who are in charge of whether or not the government is shut down, they're still getting paid.
What happens if we come into work today? You, me, Seth, Pam, everybody who's here right now.
Right.
We come in and we're not working. We're on a shutdown.
Right.
We believe we should get paid more, or we believe we should have a bigger water cooler, or whatever it is. We have a shutdown. What happens to us?
We get fired.
We get fired.
Right.
We're out of here.
Like,
next
that's
man
the
up.
Thing.
We're gone. Like, why do we put up with this?
Yeah.
Every single politician.
Every fiscal year, we have this.
Every single politician that is in office right now does not have my vote. I don't care who you are. If you are a part of this shutdown, you have lost me. You got to get me back. I'm not saying you can't, but you got to earn me back. Because right now, y'all look lazy and cowardly.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them do, to me. Just my opinion. If you are letting your constituents down this badly to where it has gotten to a shutdown, that you are all little kids in a sandbox that cannot get along, none of you deserve the job.
None of
you deserve the job, and every single one of you should be replaced. And please remember this when election season comes around, everybody, because we seem to forget.
Right. Because the place we need to build to from here is we need to see who is going to come out and actually make the changes that will fix these things. And that is who we support moving forward. If we're going to endure this, then that's what we need to expect from our politicians.
And let me save some time here to any politicians that we're going to reach out, and certainly any that we get to talk to. I've already said this to Krug and Teston on air and off air. Don't come at me with, but that side.
Nope. Because
but that side did it.
Nope.
No, it wasn't me. It was that side.
Right.
I am so sick and tired of the way we put up with this from politicians.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them a question and their first answer is, but the other side.
Right.
I don't care about the other side.
We're
I don't
looking
care
for
what
policy
they're doing.
Answers.
Make it happen. Get it to work. That's
tell
the
us,
job.
Yeah, tell us what you're going to do and how you're going to do it so that it will actually help us.
We put up with way too much from these people and act like they're the only ones that can do the job.
Right.
Anybody can do that job. Anybody can. They used to say this all the time about writing. Oh, you put 20 monkeys with typewriters in a room, they're going to write Shakespeare.
Right. But how's that working for ChatGPT?
Right, exactly. Yeah. But
just saying.
You know, when I was first starting on this show, one of the things that Carl and I loved were the stories of like that small town that gets a mayor as their dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, a dog as their mayor. I couldn't have said that worse.
Right.
I used to find those silly, charming, all that kind of funny and everything. I'm starting to wonder if they're not onto something.
Yeah.
What would be the difference if we had a dog representing us right now?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the difference? A dog is going to work just as hard as we're working right now because they ain't working right now.
Yeah.
They ain't getting nothing done.
Yeah.
A dog at least is entertaining. A dog you can pet.
You know what? That's and the pictures are better.
Yeah. A dog is probably going to get more people to vote for
What we're listening, what we the people should be expecting from our politicians in this moment are comments about policy. Right? We are not talking about partisan disagreements. We are talking about policy. I want to hear exactly what it is that caused you to think this was the move that you should take. Whatever that move that you took was, I want to hear your reasoning, and I want it to be policy, not partisanship. And that's the standard we need to expect. We set that standard, we vote accordingly, and things will change.
I want to get into this one a little closer to Thanksgiving, but I think coming up with some alternatives, sure, if you don't want to have turkey or you can't afford turkey or
it's not a bad
something
idea
like that, I think we'll get into that next month sometime. Mm-hmm. For now, we're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back and we got the top 10 Halloween activities we're going to take part in this month.
Yeah.
On the morning show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Does anybody else get Vince's prices?
Like a voice, just it's gurgling in my brain right now?
All month. Mm-hmm. All month long it does. Man, that guy did a nice, amazing, mm-hmm, amazing. The voice of Halloween, Vincent,
yeah,
Price.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things we're going to be doing this for this Halloween is certainly maybe listening to Vincent Price or checking, sure, something. Vincent Price did, one of the last things he did was the beginning, being the part of the beginning of Edward Scissorhands.
Sure.
And I usually watch that. I may not watch the whole movie, but I love that intro. It's a great intro. And
it's a solid movie.
It's it's a good one. Holds up. I think, mm-hmm, it holds up. A new poll looked at the top fall Halloween activities we will take part in this year.
All right.
We got the list here, and they are in chronological order. Laura, would you like start from 10 and up or start at 1?
Oh, 10 and up, obviously.
Right on, right.
Yeah.
At number 10, play a trick on someone. 17% will do that. They might.
Devil's Night, yeah.
That includes jump scares, Halloween props. A good friend of mine I stopped by at, he has a spider, one of those electronic spiders.
Oh, sure.
You knock on his front door and it comes down on you.
Right.
That got me. It got me. I didn't do a jump, but it like, oh.
No, but you're like,
ugh. Yeah.
I do that when there's a daddy long legs on my wall.
That's kind of fun, actually. Number 9, take a child trick-or-treating. 23% will
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. My dad and I have had this debate forever. I don't know what's better, getting the handout candy on Halloween or getting to walk with trick-or-treaters.
It's hard to tell.
Both great.
Both are great.
Number 8, wear a costume. Only 25% definitely plan to dress up. Another 13% might, they say.
Okay.
I gotta think that's higher. I mm-hmm bet you, now do this Halloween Eve or Halloween Day.
Sure.
And I guarantee it's higher.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will, once they get around it and they see other people doing it, it gets infectious a little bit. Mm-hmm. And not a huge number of people. I just think that it'd go up a little bit. Attend a Halloween party. 26% will do that.
Sure.
Number 6, I love this. Visit a pumpkin patch. 27% will do that.
That's the stuff.
That is one of those things that I came into much later in life. Mm-hmm. But God, do I love a pumpkin patch.
Could we alternatively say apple orchard? Because come on, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know if I've been to an apple orchard, but I'd do
it. You know
it.
What? Double it. If it's both.
Yeah, right?
I want to go to there.
And our top 5 things that we are going to be doing this October. At number 5, carve a pumpkin. 30% will do that.
Sure.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's just fun. This is a fun one to do.
I haven't even bought any pumpkins. I've been so out of it this month. I am not paying attention.
I seem to remember, I think my whole childhood, that's how it was in our house, where it got to be like this time of October, and my mom and dad were like, oh, shoot, we haven't gotten a pumpkin.
That's exactly what's happening. Like, I'm looking at it like, oh, crap, I get paid on Friday. I better do all of the Halloween things now.
Well, and it's, you know, I mean, if you want the pumpkin to be fresh for Halloween, now's a good time to be doing it anyway.
Yeah, so that's true.
At number 4, I just thought of something else, too.
Okay.
If you did carve one already, and it's already dying, mm-hmm, you can carve a whole new one.
It's true.
Maybe carve
get yourself
different.
A second pumpkin. You've earned it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun, actually. At number 4, hand out candy on Halloween. 39% definitely will. Another 11% maybe. Mm-hmm. My father and I are going back and forth on who is going to do it this
year.
We'll see.
We could take turns.
Yeah.
We could do shifts.
I mean, we could do that. I don't know if we're capable of that, but we could technically do that. I don't know if we will. But it's funny. Like, this started out as a joking thing that my mom, mm-hmm, like, set up between the two of us when I moved back and everything, and I started caregiving with them and all that. And it was kind of funny the first year. And then the second year got a little more serious.
Yep.
The third year got a little more serious. Now, she literally has to kind of, like, plan it. Like, okay, Jimmy, you did it last year. It's your father's turn. We need so much help. At number 3, display Halloween decorations. 43% of us will do that.
All right, 43% of us.
Right on. I don't care if you just put a little pumpkin out. Like, that's cool. Do it.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the fun things about your you know, wherever you live, mm-hmm. apartment, house, whatever it is you have, is kind of doing the
decorating.
This stuff.
Yeah.
You know, again, you don't have to go as crazy as my mother, but no. I think if you want to, go for it.
Do a little something. Make it a little special.
That's a fun one. At number two, consume pumpkin-flavored foods or drinks. 46% of us will do that.
I'm going to believe that they mean what they said, and they meant pumpkin-flavored, not pumpkin spice-flavored, and leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think so. At number one, watch a scary movie. 48% of us will do that.
Sure.
That is the number one thing we will do this month.
Sure.
I normally wouldn't say that would be me, but I don't know if it counts. I watch Sleepy Hollow usually every October.
I was going to ask, what are you going to watch?
Sleepy Hollow is the one that I like to go to, but obviously Nightmare Before Christmas, I watch that one like crazy. There is a new horror movie out, Him, from Jordan Peele, that I've been really, really curious about.
Sure.
Maybe I'd watch that.
Yeah,
I guess.
Why not?
I don't know. They're lost on me, though. The horror genre mm-hmm. might as well be Taylor Swift music, because it's just lost on me. It's not for me.
Yeah, I really can't get into horror that isn't campy. I just can't. It's got to be over the top and intentionally, you know.
Give me Llamageddon 2.
I want it corny. I want my horror so corny. That's what I want.
Sharknado. You
Please.
Know, like, yes, yes.
Santa Jaws for Christmas.
I mean, just, you know, there's some really fun ones there. There's some really fun events going on in their area, too, that we'd just improvising here a little bit, but I thought we could touch on some of these Halloween events going on in their area. And one of them I wanted to mention, and I've been meaning to mention, I've only been able to once or twice, the Wisconsin Rapids area has their best Christmas ever 5K fun run walk coming up October 25th. 9:30 day of registration, 10 a.m. the event will begin. This event is going to be started over with our friends at Up North Brewing Company. This is a fun event, and it's for a great cause. Best Christmas Ever serves families who have fallen upon hard times, though no fault of their own, by partnering with local leaders and businesses to help. They do a great job with this one, so you get a run-in at a great time of year to be running. And you get to help out a local establishment. Find out more, everybody, about that event and register. You can... Try to see. They got a QR code to register, and I was just debating how
is
do
there
I,
a website?
Yeah, I'm not seeing one. Up North Brewing, I believe you go to Edward Jones. You can go to their websites to find out more.
Yep.
Be sure to go
Absolutely.
To their Facebook pages as well.
Mm-hmm. There is going to be a community blood center blood drive. It is going on in just a few minutes at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids at the former East Junior High School from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They will be having this blood drive, so you can head on over to communityblood.org for more information on that, or just head on over there.
Yeah, and just the Halloween event, Laura. Yeah, that's what
sure. There is going to be a trunk-or-treat event on October 26th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in front of the municipal building in the village of Port Edwards. Again, that is on Sunday, October 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. in Port Edwards.
I love trunk or treats.
Yeah,
I love those ones.
I love them.
Our great friends at the Rafters were with us on last Friday's Playmakers. Got to talk to some of the new front office and everything and talk about their fall festival celebration coming up October 25th from 11 to 3. Join them to celebrate the feelings of fall. We're going to have a petting zoo, brats and beverages, vendors, pumpkin painting, trunk viewing, candy and treats, all at a legendary Witter Field, 521 Lincoln Street, right here in Rapids. Help our friends over at the Rafters celebrate fall. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, excuse to get over to the ballpark. That's a fun event. Looking forward to that.
And then the Silver Foxes are on the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater main stage on October 23rd at 2 p.m. and October 24th at 7 p.m. That is, again, at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater Auditorium. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org.
Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody.
Yeah.
And if you have a Halloween event, if you're a nonprofit and you're hosting a Halloween activity or event this month and you want to let us know about it, we can let the audience know about it. Hit us up. You can email us info@wfhr.com or give our front desk a call, and you can talk to Pam at 424-1300. That's 715-424-1300.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, we're open 9 to 5. If you want to talk with Pam, please get that to us. And just one other really quick note that I wanted to mention here, station-wise, I should say. Our office may have abbreviated hours due to Pam being out of the office today, or this afternoon.
She has an appointment.
If someone needs to come by, too bad. bad. No, I'm joking. call ahead, everybody. Just call ahead and just to make sure somebody's here. Mm-hmm. If you're not, if you don't get an answer or something, we'll be back in the store, you know, tomorrow.
In the studio the next day. Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you, everybody, working with us on that one.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the hardest working woman in radio, Pam. And
that's Pam.
All that she does around here. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Laura and I got nothing but fun stuff lined up for you in the next hour.
Oh,
we're
going to
get some entertainment news. We're talking Stranger Things, Sigourney Weaver, and we have the best witch movies of all time.
Awesome.
But this is their survey. I want everybody else's. What's the best witch movie
all right,
of all time?
Put your witch hats on. Figure out your favorite witch movies.
You can give us more than one.
Text
can,
them you know, in.
Yes, yes. Yeah, feel free
using
to do that
as well.
Using
the Civic Media app.
Yeah. We'll be back with more.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.